This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, what a treat this is, JB. Three-time Emmy and Golden Globe winner, Hollywood superstar Jeremy Piven joins us.
Our next guest spent eight seasons depicting the wild side of Hollywood as Ari Gold in Entourage.
Wearing the same suit as yesterday?
I spent the night in jail.
Oh, my God. Ari, why didn't you call me?
Because you get one call and I wanted to use it on someone I like to have sex with.
Now, he's bringing his stand-up comedy show to Melbourne, where Hollywood like still features.
Guess who the highest paid actor in Hollywood is? The Rock, right. He's never taken an acting class. Do I sound bitter? Because I am.
Please welcome Jeremy Piven.
Let's go.
Fat.
Yes.
I am properly pissed. I've had to come to Adelaide to call the footy, which means I'm not in the studio with one of my all-time favourites. We're going to get to Ari Gold, but this man has done two of my favourite ever movies, Gross Point Blank and Rock and Roller. He was on Larry Sanders' Saturday Night Live. Jeremy Piven, you are a star.
Oh, you, my man. You know what's crazy? Are you in Adelaide right now?
I'm in Adelaide.
You're not going to believe this, but I'm heading there Sunday.
Oh,
I swear to you.
I come back there when you're coming
That's
over here.
That's amazing.
Oh,
we'll,
man.
We'll wave to each other. Yeah. That's
hey,
all good.
Where do we start with you? You've had this extraordinary career. You've done so many amazing films, Heat with Pacino and De Niro.
Yeah.
Your resume is nuts. Do you ever sit quietly and think, bloody hell, I've done all this amazing stuff. It's incredible.
If I did, I would probably be healthy, but I'm very kind of... ambitious and delusional, and I can't get enough, which is why the gentlemen here see that I'm handing out flyers.
Oh,
I'm the guy that still hands out flyers, you know what I mean, to make sure that everyone comes to the Palais Theatre on the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
See how I just... You know, just
no, push that in.
Nice little
Don't
segue.
Jim, I didn't even meet him. I went up to shake his hand. He goes, here, mate, have this.
Yes.
And he's handing out flyers of himself where he's on live stand-up comedy, Melbourne, Palais Theatre, next Tuesday, Rabsy?
April the 2nd, so two Tuesdays' time. Tickets available, ablivetouring.com.au. The Palais Theatre is magnificent,
You're here for a while.
You know what? I'm going to Adelaide to shoot a movie, and then I'm going to come back here. And I've never been... to Australia. So I got off the plane at 8:30 and then I started doing radio at 9:30. So you are all the first Australians I've ever met in my life.
Oh, no.
And Jim and I put on the roulettes. I don't know if they're the planes that flew over, but we put them on for you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, no.
You went out of your way. I appreciate it. Well done.
Jeremy, how long has the stand-up been going on? Because, as we say, you're very famous as an actor, TV, and big screen. Since when's the stand-up been a big thing for you?
Well, this is the crazy part is, you know, I've done 80 movies, and I'd done 40 movies before Entourage, and I won the Fresh Face of the Year award at 37 years old. And I said, there's nothing fresh about my face. I've been on stage since I was 8 years old, you know, doing comedy and improvising, and then I started Second City, which is...
Yep.
A comedy
Chicago.
Troupe, sketch comedy troupe in Chicago with a guy named Chris Farley you know, in the 90s. That's how old I am. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing this forever. I've only been like doing proper stand-up on tour for 10 years, which may sound like a lot to someone, but anyone in the stand-up game would laugh in my face. And I want them to come see my show because it's my honor to make people laugh for an hour. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, the Palais Theatre is it's an honor to play there because it's a big, beautiful theatre. Mm. So I better not suck is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. You do topical things or do you get someone out of the crowd, you know, those comics that go, what do you do, mate? Oh, I'm a baker. Oh, yeah, you must have plenty of dough. Or what do you, how do you,
you know what? I've got, you know,
use that.
Selfishly, I have enough material that I don't need to, like, you know, write. How long you guys know each other? Oh, did you meet on a dating app?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need to be that guy.
Yeah.
But if you want to heckle me,
yes,
then I will happily engage.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And people scream, like, let's hug it out, bitch.
Yeah.
Or,
you know, Lloyd!
Yeah. And then I say, I'm sorry, sir, do you have Tourette's? Are you okay? And then they say things like, hey, can you call my wife a... And I say, no, sir, we're at a mall right now in front of a Cinnabon. I can't.
That is so funny.
Yeah, guys, they see me and they want to show me their inner Ari Gold.
Yeah.
And the thing about Australia that I've noticed and about the UK is like, it's almost like people over here have a respect culturally that they know if you are in the entertainment lane, if you're an actor, for instance, then you've had to go through these rites of passage and do it properly, go to drama school and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And whereas in the States, you can do a sex tape and be discovered in a mall and be a superstar. You know what I mean? So over here, they intrinsically, it's interesting, and the UK, they do have a bit of respect for you. They know, okay, if you're an actor, you've had to go through it.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas in the States, it's just like, Ari, you douchebag. Yeah. Give me a pick, bro. Yeah. I'm a douchebag because of you, bro. Yeah. Ah. You know, it's a lot of that.
You know, you probably don't know this. The character of Ari Gold has worked its way into the vernacular of nearly everyone I know, including the kids in our house. If something goes wrong, you just did it. They go, Lloyd! Oh, no. But not only that, what I love from my older two is they give it the, don't hide things from me. Don't hide things from me, Ari. And then you just know the next line is, the only two things I hide from you. And I just go, but hey, what's happening here? They're just quoting the most inappropriate things that one of the most inappropriate characters ever on television is famous for saying.
Well, I don't know if to be horrified or flattered. I mean, but how old are your kids?
Well, they go from 30 down to 16.
Okay. So, I don't feel that bad. If they were 11, you know, it could be a bit awkward. Yeah. But talk about awkward. To this day, I run lines with my mother. So everything I said is Ari Gold, I've said to my mother's face.
No.
And my character has said the craziest, and she never blinks. She's a pro. No. She's been my acting teacher since I was 8 years old.
And she's honest?
She's honest. She stays in the pocket. And you guys didn't ask, but that's the type of thing I do on stage, is I talk about, it's an organic way to get into me playing Ari Gold, because I'll just launch into monologues and have my mom listen to me and then give me notes. But she's such a pro that I could say, I don't know what I can say on the show, you know.
Anything.
No. Anything?
Yeah, we'll believe it.
For instance, you'll believe it, okay.
Yeah.
I would say, Lloyd, if you have so much in your eyes that you can't see what's right in front of your face, there better be a Scud missile heading towards us, Yoko, or I'll choke you out with a strap on. And she'd go,
What would mom
good,
say?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Let's go again. Let's go again. And I need you to make, this.
Gotta love
it.
Your
was
mom.
Very general.
Yeah.
It was very general. Let's go again. You know what I need you to make specific? The strap on.
Oh.
It wasn't very specific. And so, you know, that's my mom, and she knows that it's fiction. She knows that it's written. You know, she's an artist. So people are like, how could you do that in front of your mom? Like, my mom has seen me. I've been at premieres with my mom where one time I did a movie called Very Bad Things, in which it got so bad at one point I had to take my mother and literally escort her into like the lobby, because there's certain things that a mother shouldn't see a son do.
Yes.
You know, and
what was it?
Well, my character accidentally killed a hooker.
Oh,
yeah. And I just don't think that Joyce Piven needs to see that. You know what I mean?
Joycey?
No, she doesn't need to see that.
Hey, we've got a crowd out here, Jim, because they've heard you going on. They've come from everywhere to hear it.
I've got flyers for them.
No, yes. Be wary. He's got flyers.
Three-time Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven is with us, JB. He's performing at the Palais Theatre in St Kilda Tuesday, April 2nd. You can grab your tickets, ablivetouring.com.au.
Oh, well, and that's what's brilliant about this show. Not only the stand-up humour, but also your incredible journey, you know, so people are fascinated as well as laughing, because as I say, you when I look at your filmography, it's ridiculous. Like, tell me about working with Pacino and De Niro. How was that?
You know, it's interesting because I'm such a, you know, and I'm not being self-deprecated by saying this, I'm a journeyman actor. So, you know, like that particular movie, you know, the audition, I'll never forget it. I sat there for about 4 hours waiting to audition. Everyone else had started to melt down and they leave. And if you can just literally just be the last one in that room. And I got in there and auditioned and got the role. And, you know, like so many movies that I've done, it's a tiny little role. And then you're suddenly in a scene with Robert De Niro, and it's kind of like posting up against Michael Jordan. So you got to be ready. And I just start improvising. And then I turn these tiny little roles into something. But the reality is, you know, in Rush Hour, I play the gay Versace salesman. And that my only line was, may I help you? And then suddenly I just keep going and the director doesn't yell cut. And I just go, so you've got the mochaccino skin and the big broad shoulders. Let's put a dead animal on you. And I just keep going and going and going. And suddenly I have a substantial role. And the reality is I was paid $270 to do that role.
Wow.
And Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker each paid $20 million. I'm very bitter. And I'm going to unpack this at the Palais Theater on April 2nd.
Well, no,
and I know how to transition.
Yeah. You do. I and Guy Ritchie films. Like, yeah, we all love them.
Rock and Roller.
Yeah, Rock and Roller.
Yeah, man. That,
did
that
you have to swear in that?
Guy Ritchie was my hero, and I just literally, it's a smaller role in that. But I mean, you look at that cast, it's just incredible. And, you know, that guy can do no wrong, you know, Lock, Stock, and all that stuff. And yeah, he's, you know, that was one of those movies that, like, I think it's a bit of a cult classic because they didn't quite get it when it came out.
Yeah.
So it's had, like, another life, which is great. And I, you know, it's funny, whenever, I've never been to Australia, but I was supposed to, I'm coming here basically to do two movies. And I immediately tried to book these theaters because I just thought, I gotta like be amongst the people. Pardon. Because whenever I hear an Australian accent, they come over to me when I'm in the States and I'm like, wait a minute, something's going on here. I think there's some love in Australia for me.
Yeah, there's enormous love.
So, look at this love.
Oh, I know. The fans everywhere.
Oh, I know.
Hey, Jeremy, indulge me just for 1 second, because as I said off the top, I'm a huge Gary Shandling and Larry Sanders Show fan. What a groundbreaking human and show. It was about 15 years before its time.
Yeah, you're right, man. I was just a kid. I was right out of college, and I auditioned and got that role, and he's a genius, and I just got to kind of witness all these geniuses and kind of do my small part and just be there every day. And, you know, that's one of those shows that people don't realize that, like, you know, I'm thank you for bringing it up, because not everyone knows about that show. And the New York Times, which is very tough, said when they broke down the best shows of the 90s, it was like Larry Sanders and Seinfeld were one and two.
Yep.
And I think it's you know, influenced a lot of people. And for me, it was just like graduate school. I just got to see the best kind of work every day. And so, yeah, I've kind of come about all this honestly. And for the past 12 years, I've been working on my own film, which is an adaptation of an Arthur Miller short story. And we just finished it. And it's the best work of my life. And it's funny, like, you know, we're trying to sell it right now. And it took, you know, everyone said no when I was trying to get people, because I play a tap dancer. You know, they're like, what? Yeah. And no one would buy it. And, you know, it's just funny. Like, if you can see it, you got to do it yourself. Because no one, I'm too old to play the role. You know, I can't tap dance. But they said no for 10 years. So for 10 years, I studied tap until finally we found the money. The more they said no, the better I got a tap until I was able to do the role. And so we just finished it. And so I'll come back here when we hopefully,
definitely,
you know, put it in theaters as soon as possible.
Bring it. Adelaide, where I am, what are you doing here? You've got some stand-up to do and a film, yeah?
I'm doing a film out there where I'm playing, as you guys call it, a baddie. Ooh. And it's just, I can't tell you too much about this movie, but it's like, it's so topical. When I read it, I just thought, why aren't more people doing this? Because we're going through a lot with big pharma. I don't want to say too much, but big pharma. Yeah. And it's also very confusing what we just all went through. It's like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a lot of layers. Like, okay, we were all in lockdown. We all got, you know, we took the vaccine. We got 116 booster shots. What's actually in it? Yeah. Why were we bullied? What's happening? Why are there more billionaires? You know, I should stop talking because the more you say,
you'll give it away.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Rush Hour 2? Our show here is called Rush Hour.
Yes.
And you were in Rush Hour 2.
Yes. And I do talk about that. I literally do a 10-minute bit about what it's like to act with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. Yeah. And so I play the gay Versace salesman, as I told you. And it's just over the top. And I just threw everything I had into it. And Jackie Chan's got a couple interpreters there. I'm just going, buttercream, 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 crack skin. And his interpreters were like, I think he said butt cream. Maybe he has a hemorrhoid.
Good.
There's a lot of that. Oh, a lot of that. But you know what's crazy? When I do these stand-up shows, people come up to me afterwards and they say to me, we didn't know you were this funny. and I'm 200 years old and I've done 1,000 movies. I'm like, wait a minute, you didn't know that? So it's one of those backhanded compliments.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes me happy because I've been trying to do my own stuff for so long. And so now I'm doing it. And listen, to entertain an audience for an hour, you know, is not easy. And I love it.
Hey, Jeremy, let me ask you this. The thing I loved most about Entourage, it was just such a superb show, but also how wrong it was. Just as the whole world's focused on being correct and politically in the lane all the time, this show came along that just smashed that to bits. The way you spoke to your gay executive assistant, the way you spoke to Beverly D'Angelo's character, Babs, that was just liquid gold. And we all watched it and went, at least there's somewhere we can go where we're not being told what to say and how to behave.
Liquid gold could be a good name for like a tour or something. Yeah. I'm going to steal that.
Like it.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is that, we've been overcompensating for a few years now. And, you know, people have been operating out of fear. And the reality is you have a character like Ari Gold that's an equal opportunity offender. And, you know, he would say things that are very offensive, but at the same time, he was monogamous with his wife. Mm. He did have Lloyd's best interest. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it's funny, you know, if you want people to say all the right things and tick all the boxes, but they're actually the devil, or do you want someone, you know, who's going to be a bit offensive and cheeky, but is a decent human being, you know? And that's, you know, that's the question of what's going on right now. Because a lot of people know how to look good in public.
Yes.
And it's a whole other conversation.
A lot of people get offended out there too.
Yeah.
In this world. The world's to be honest.
Yeah.
It is, Jez.
Yeah, we're in a weird time, that's for sure.
No, it is. Hey, we've got a lot in common because I just did an hour stand-up out at the Curran Patterson Lakes Footy Club, Netball Club. And look, I got the envelope here.
Okay, your check? You're breaking out your check? This is some old school stuff right now. Man, you're more Jewish than I am. You're counting your money right now?
No, I'm not counting.
What is going on?
But I got the envelope. That's what you got to get. That's the hardest thing, waiting around for the bloke to come up and pay you.
Wow, so you got paid.
Yes.
Okay. Right, let's go. Professional comic.
Hey, Jeremy, what an honor and a privilege. This is so cool. The show will be amazing. Rebs, when and how do people get tickets?
Tuesday, April 2nd, so that's Tuesday week. Tickets available, ablivetouring.com.au. That's ablivetouring.com.au. Jeremy Piven
Live. Should we say, like, if they say rush hour, we'll give them some free meet and greets?
Yeah.
We can hang out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, bloody hell. Yes.
Because we'll save them some money. Because I'm Jewish and I think about this stuff.
I like that.
This is all I think about.
And as we let
money.
Wait a minute, I just gave away my money.
No.
You did.
Oh, I'm screwed.
As we let you go, I want you to look down the barrel. I want you to think that I'm Babs, and I want you to give me the best cook Babs. That you gave Babs in the show that you had to say in front of your mum.
Oh, my God. Wait, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
Poor old Joyce.
I think you said her.
Babs, you look great. Except you're wearing 11 bras and some Spanx, and you're viciously mediocre. How about this? You're fired. You're fired.
Oh, look at things off. Go.
What a legend.
Well done.
Three-time Emmy and Golden Globe winner, Hollywood superstar, Jeremy Piven on the Rush Hour. He's playing at the Palais Theatre Tuesday, April 2nd. Tickets, ablivetouring.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.